So we're standing here on Gondola Plaza. What brings you out today?
Well, I just like trying to go to places and make sure I'm in tune with what the community is thinking. And this seemed like a great place to try to catch people on their way up to Lyft, especially on a Friday, you know, just chit-chatting with people, saying hi, and just checking in with folks.
Not even a month after the election, what are you hearing from your constituents? What are some of the concerns right now?
Yeah, I think everyone is mixed emotions. You know, I come from a really diverse district, so it's kind of your classic 30-30-30 district. So all parties are really represented. So some people are really excited about the next administration, excited to see what campaign promises are fulfilled. Other half of the district is pretty concerned about what the next administration might choose to roll back. And so I think as a state senator, I just have to be on my toes and make sure that I'm protecting my district regardless of what happens in D.C.
Nationally, Democrats are trying to regroup and really figure out who they are representing. As you said, you are a Democrat from a very diverse district. Is there something they can learn about what you value and what you tell your constituents as far as getting voted in from such a diverse district?
I think in a district that's the size of mine and has so many different, great, wonderful identities, it really is about showing up, listening to the folks, and working hard. And if you don't do that, then you probably don't deserve to have the job of being a representative. So I'm thrilled to be Senate District Senator. It's really, I mean, I have 9 ski resorts, I have 3 rivers, I have more 14ers than I will ever be able to hike. I have one of the brightest red parts, I have one of the brightest blue parts. It's just an incredible, I really feel like Senate District 5 is representative of Colorado. So it's just a blast to be the senator. It's the hardest job I've ever had. It's the best job I've ever had.
So what concerns are you hearing from constituents that you're going to bring to the State House? Do you have any bills in mind, anything that you're going to try and carry through?
You know, one thing that I'm just constantly aware of is protections of our public lands. We will see what the next administration does in that arena. But regardless, our ski resorts are on our public lands. Our favorite picnic spots are on our public lands. Some of us have gotten married on public lands. So I will be a fierce voice for protecting and making sure our public lands stay public. Besides that, we have parts of the district that still haven't recovered economically. And I want to make sure that all parts of Colorado are being equally successful, and so I'm going to focus on that as well.
What committees are you on?
I'm on Agriculture, Environment, and Natural Resources, which is a really important committee. I'm the ranking member on that committee, so proud to be the Democratic voice on that and be a leader there. And then I'm on local government, which is just great because, you know, we have really strong town councils and county commissioners all through Senate District 5. So on local government, I get to work really closely with the local electeds and all the communities and make sure that the state is supporting the efforts of all of our local municipalities.
Are you among those that got married on public lands?
I am not married. So if I ever get married, though, it'll either be on my ranch or it will be on public lands. I would say public lands raised me.
Anything else that you want our listeners to know about the upcoming session?
I'm always looking for fresh new ideas and people that see something that the state needs to improve on. So they can find my cell phone number online, give me a call. I will pick up the phone and we'll enjoy the conversation.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for coming out to the plaza.